Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. And I'm always talking about business. I enjoy talking about business. I see business as an absolutely incredible opportunity to not only make a living, but to help the country grow, to employ people, to do exciting things, and to really dig down deep into our minds and understand exactly what we need to do. Because once we understand the strategy, once we understand the plan, once we understand the pathway to business success, then we will always be successful. No matter what the economy is, no matter what the competition is doing, understanding is everything. Business doesn't happen just because you're lucky. Now, there's a certain amount of fortune that involves being in the right place at the right time, being in the right economy. But if you have an understanding of your business and what you need to do to be successful, well, no one can stop you. You'll just roll down the train tracks and you will be very, very successful. But what do all CEOs, presidents need to do to improve their business? And we've talked about this the other day, so you can go back into the archives and talk about how you, the CEO, president, or business owner, need to improve yourself. But you also need to look at your staffing. You need to look at your employees, your coworkers. Are you setting up a plan for them to become more successful? Do you review them? Do you compliment their strengths? Do you talk about their weaknesses? Do you have an action plan? Do you absolutely concentrate on helping them become more successful? Or do you just complain? Ah, they're not doing the job. I can't get anything done around here. I'm the only one that gets something done. Well, if that's the case, then you're not approaching this in the right way, and that's what you need to do is approach it in the right way. You need to understand that at times people really don't understand what they need to do. They don't understand what their responsibilities are, or maybe they don't have the tools necessary to absolutely do it. So we need to determine what we're asking. Is it possible? Is there enough time to do it? Do the people that we're asking to do it, do they have the skills? Do they have the organization to do it? Do we, as the owner of the company, have the ability to teach them, to make them understand? We need to help our staff improve their performance, because if they improve their performance, then everything is just fine. Business will grow. You'll be under less stress. But if we just show up in the morning and have expectations that aren't realistic and we are not helping them, you know, what you can actually do is you can see every single person that works for you as one of your customers. How would you treat one of your customers? Would you go out of your way to meet their needs? Would you go out of your way to give them what they needed to be successful? Would you pay attention to them? Would you consider them to be valuable? That's the same thing that you want to consider with an employee, with a coworker. What can I do to help them meet their needs? They're very important. I don't want to lose them. But I do want to continually get them on the right path. I want to get them help them increase their attitudes, increase their skills, increase their learning, and increase their joy of coming to work because they're doing a great job. On the other hand, there are times, no matter what you do, you are not going to be able to help someone meet the expectations of the job. And if that's the case, then you have to give that person the opportunity of a lifetime. And that opportunity of a lifetime is to find another job. And then bring someone in who can do the job, who will upgrade the position. Now, we never want to terminate someone in anger. We certainly want to give them a chance. We want to coach them. We want to have an action plan. We want to write them up according to company policy before we would even consider terminating them. But at the same time, we need to understand that if everybody doesn't improve their performance, the business doesn't improve. So I'd like you just to burn that into your brain. If the performance of the employee doesn't improve, the performance of the company doesn't improve, and the profits don't improve. So let's think about it. Let's get to it. Let's help our coworkers, our employees, become superstars, just like I expect that you need to think about your behavior, your learning, your understanding, your coaching, your vision. You need to be a superstar, and then help them be a superstar. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.